To a healthcare professional, I would say the patient needs a safety net. The patient has just experienced probably the most traumatic event in their lives by having a blood clot. We need that safety net. You must give them the safety net. You must understand that the patient is hearing one out of every 10 words that you're speaking to them. And it's not enough to just send them home with a piece of paper giving them a prescription. They need, particularly in the first kind of 6 months, but really in the first month, then 2 months, then 3 months, information about what has happened. Availability to call them or email them or text them and ask a question. I feel this. Is it normal? I feel this. Should I come back to the hospital? I feel this. Should I go to the emergency room? Availability of answering questions and answering phone calls and providing that safety net. And also to the patient, it's okay to be confused and it's okay to be scared. And that's normal. And it's going to take a long time until you really do feel normal, because your body will heal itself over time, hopefully. Everybody heals differently and over a different period of time. So don't necessarily compare yourself to someone who healed faster than you might. And know that mentally, you're going to go through a lot, and that's going to take a really long time. And don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to ask for help about the physical issues that you're having. And don't be afraid to ask for help about the mental issues that you're having. And to the healthcare professionals, I know everyone's busy. Don't underestimate the mental health issue here. It is so critical to the long-term success of the patient.